Boys Take Track and Field Titles from Girls in 5 States. By Warner Todd Houston on June 17, 2024. Boys across 6 states have left girls in the dust and taken track and field titles and other placing positions from them despite being a tiny percentage of high school athletes. The 5 boys who claim to identify as girls have won titles in Connecticut, New Hampshire, Maine, Oregon, and Washington, according to the Washington Times. 3 other boys who competed but did not place first also took spots away from girls in events in the states of Connecticut, Hawaii, and Washington. The issue of transgender athletes in primary and secondary education has been contentious. To date, 24 states have passed some measure of bans or restrictions on transgender athletes in state-sponsored schools and athletic contests. But the rest of the country has gone in the opposite direction. Furthermore, Joe Biden's politicized Title IX rules have also mandated the inclusion of transgender athletes in all schools quite, despite any state regulations to the contrary. It is an imbalance that seems destined to be decided by the U.S. Supreme Court at some point. In the meantime, in many states, boys are rising to the top in girls' sports, with rules mandating their participation. A male athlete just won the girls' 400-meter race in the 2A division at the WIA State Championship meet in Tacoma, Washington. Veronica Garcia beat the fastest female runner by a full second and was booed on the podium. pic.twitter.com/5vrxp8p. The Publica, at The Publica Now, May 25, 2024. Winners include Lizzie Bidwell, a junior at Connecticut's Concord High School, Maëlle Jacques, a sophomore at New Hampshire's Kearsarge Regional High School, Soren Stark-Chessa, a sophomore at Maine Coast Waldorf School, Aiden Gallagher, a sophomore at Oregon's McDaniel High School, and Veronica Garcia, a junior at Washington's East Valley High School. Just another day at the office, says the boy who bumped a teenage girl off the winner's podium at the Washington State Track Championships. At why hashtag take back titlexpic.twitter.com/rcupkeyme. Icons, at icons underscore women, May 29, 2024. Pushback against transgenders competing against girls is growing. In May, transgender sophomore Aiden Gallagher was booed from the stands after winning the 200-meter dash in the Oregon School Activities Association Track and Field State Championships. Another proud moment for women's sports. Aiden Gallagher, male, just placed first in the Oregon State Championship in the women's 200 meters after placing second in the 400 meters. Just listen to the audible boos. People are over this. And it's about time. pic.twitter.com/hfjqf4xo. Riley Gaines, at Riley underscore Gaines underscore, May 18, 2024. Also this year, girls in West Virginia mounted a protest against trans inclusion in women's and girls' sports in April when a group of female shot putters stepped out in protest of having to compete against a trans thrower. 5 middle school female athletes in West Virginia on Thursday refused to throw shot put against male Becky Pepper Jackson. They stepped in then stepped out in protest. This is how you finally stop men from ruining women's sports. These girls get it. pic.twitter.com/kufmux. Paul A. Cipula, at Bubble Bath Girl, April 19, 2024. The girls were then told by their school district that they could not compete in the next tournament, prompting West Virginia Attorney General Patrick Morrissey, R., to file suit on their behalf. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston, or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.